angels and angels, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Late Night Combo with Smooth Spirit Radio with your host, of course, me, Tony, aka Spirit. How have you guys been? I know I've been gone away, but I had to, you know, come back to you guys because I had this, like, this thought in my head. So without further ado, let's lay down, kick your feet up on your bed, and let's think. All right, so when do you think is a good time to push a relationship to the next level? Okay, so I know y'all always hear me say that I met this guy, okay, but I really met this guy. He's awesome, you know, and I know me. I'm a Gemini. If people didn't know by now, I am a Gemini, and I tend to, you know, go after what I want. I'm a go-getter. So if I want you, I'm going after you. But one thing I won't do is chase. So my chase is when I go after you, and that's my one chase that you would get out of me. So I've met this guy. He is so awesome. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, he's great. I like him. There's actually nothing wrong. It's more so I feel like I'm the one that's, you know, kind of being iffy because I'm at a place in life where if I know I like you, I feel like during the time that we process things, like, I could get to know you while we're together. So it is kind of toxic if you ask me. So I'm actually stepping back and really trying to take my time with this one because I really like him. He's different to me. He's one of them people that you don't necessarily, you know, would take seriously, but he's not in the bad way. Like, he's very silly, and that matches my energy because I'm very silly. So we've been conversating, and I'm like, I thought to myself, when is it okay to go to the next step? I personally think a month to 3 months, you should be in that level of knowing if you want to be with somebody or not. The only reason why I say that is because usually some people know, like, right off the rip, like, this is the person I want to be with. Like, okay, love at first sight. I've never really had that love at first sight, you know, only once, and it backfired double fold. But it was like, what would you think is a good amount of time before you're like, okay, I know this person, I think that they are either awesome or too much? And when you do know that, do you back off? Like, how do you cope with things, and how do you, you know, give that message of, I want to go further, or I want to back up a little bit. Let's just be friends. Because let's just be honest, we've all had that one relationship where you thought that it was going to be sparks, it was going to be, you know, butterflies, gumdrops, and, you know, just the whole nine, roses, rose petals, and the googly eyes and everything else. And then it turned out to be the worst nightmare that you ever had. And it was like, okay, what did I miss? What sign did I miss from this relationship before that I didn't see now? And I honestly think, that's why I think that we should nowadays really take our time with getting to know somebody. Because I know me, before I was rushy. I was very rushy. Like, I just jumped into a relationship because I felt like it. Even now, I find myself like kind of having to step back and go, okay, Tony, you've only known them for 2 weeks. Like, calm down. I think that was my you know, thing about me. I'm one of them people that if I want you, I want you. If I'm intrigued by you, I'm intrigued by you. Now you're my boyfriend. Like, and it's not as though I just make everybody my boyfriend. No, it's more so if I went after you and you pique my interest, and as far as us and we pique each other's interest, we feeling each other, what do we gotta wait for? That's how I used to think. And I really think that kind of threw my personal relationship off, because when I got to really know them, it was like, oh, we actually don't have no similarities. I don't know what the hell. What was I thinking of? Maybe you was just cute and I just thought that you just had similar, you know? So it's kind of like, I don't know. When it comes down to relationships now, I'm definitely taking my time. With taking your time, though, it shouldn't feel like you're just waiting for the world to end, pretty much, until you realize that this person is for you. For an example, I feel like if you know that you're not going to have any, you know, further communication with somebody, and if you know that you don't see them in a higher light, or saying that you want to be with them, I definitely think you should tell them up front. Being an upfront person and a blunt person, I tell it like it is. I'm not going to run around the bush. I'm not going to beat around the bush. If I don't think it's getting anywhere, I would tell you it's not getting anywhere. Or if I feel like, you know, there's something wrong, I would ask. And the thing about that is, a lot of people don't do that. Believe it or not, they would rather beat around the bush. I hate that. They sound like the damn road runner thing that's speeding up back in the day. You know, like, no, I want a yes or no. And whatever decision that you make, you got to stick to it. And I know sometimes, you know, people change their minds over time, but at the same time, it's like, you can't leave somebody lingering because you don't know what decision you want to make yet. That's honestly not how it works. You have to either let them go, move to the side, so the person that, you know, is for them can, you know, get to know them, or you can take on that risk and go, okay, let me just see, because I mean, I like them, but at the same time, I don't know where I want to be at. So I'm going to take this risk and still go for it. And I could always just, you know, break up with them whenever I want to. I know that sounds very harsh, but when you really think about it, it's not. It's not harsh at all. It's really showing that at least you tried. And sometimes, it's for the best. I really do look at people's signs, because looking at people's signs could tell me a lot about their characteristics. So the guy that I'm interested in, he's a Leo. I'm a Gem, and we both have that fire flame thing, because I always think about it like this. I'm an air sign and he's a fire sign. We can either, you know, ignite, or we can either die. And what I mean by that is, I can put that fire to his flame. Like, I can breathe, you know, make that flame come into a dang, you know, inferno. Or I could breathe too hard on it and make the lights go out. You know, so it's a love and hate situation that can go on about that. But it tells me a lot about that person. A lot of Leos come off as arrogant. They're very, you know, strong-minded. They just want the people that you can just, you know that they're going to go hard for you. That lies with sensibility. So not only will they go hard for you, but you better pick and choose your words, because if you say something that's too damn, you know, too much, they will fire back, you know, and that's what I like about it. And also, it's like, okay, they're real. You're going to say, I like them. They're real. Kind of crazy, but real. So when it comes down to relationships, and also with talking to somebody, it kind of puts you at a standpoint of, okay, do I really want to keep going in that area, or do I want to back out, like I said earlier? And right now, I'm definitely still in that area of wanting to get to know him. I'm not about to put all our business out there. Nope. But just know that he is awesome and great. But why I asked, when do you feel like it should be more, is because some people take it as, okay, we should wait three months to see what happens. And some other people might be like, 3 months? Dang, that's long. Or 6 months? Whoa, like, okay, buddy. You still ain't giving me no explanation in 6 months? Like, a lot of people might think, okay, that is too long. But for some people, they might need that 6 months. You don't know what their head frame is. And a lot of people go through trust issues. I know I have trust issues. I have major trust issues. I have to know that you really down for me. I have a brain within a brain. So it's kind of like, I want to trust you, but how do I know I can trust you, you know? So for me, it's kind of like, okay, let's slow down a little bit. I found myself like kind of trying to move fast. And then I had to catch myself come like, wait a minute, Tony. Wait a minute. Calm down, you know, calm down, take your time. And I had to recollect myself, because I'm like, you know what, you're right. Sometimes it's best to just observe and also make sure that, you know, we all are okay, because it's going to be a time in our life where things ain't gonna always look the same, things ain't gonna always be the same, but we have to come together as, you know, adults or young adults, and try to make sure that when we're talking to somebody new, or if we in somebody else's energy, that we give them the time and the space that is deserved. Now, that doesn't mean you could, you know, just lag along. If you already in that headspace that you know what you want, and then they're not offering, leave. Yeah, definitely. But if you know that with patience and time, and if they're worth, you know, sticking along and being there, I definitely would, you know, do that. So, yeah, my late night convo was kind of short, but I want to hear what y'all got to say. Do you think, and if so, how long do you feel like you should talk until you get serious? And do you feel like 3 to 6 months is a long time to be talking to someone? Let me know. But without further ado, I love you today like I love you tomorrow. I love you, angels and angels. And I will tune into you again. Bye-bye.